Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
So, Puriban, thank you for uplifting that thought up. If you think about the physical aspect of us, the material matter, then we're really inferior. There's nothing I can do like compared to the elephant and the tiger and the bird. But what puts me on top of the whole food chain is my spiritual ability, my ability to think, right, and make decisions accordingly. None of those, the entire creation, none of those species can actively think and in the moment decide. They have certain pre-programmed abilities within set parameters, like the ahar, nidra, should I eat or not eat now? They've been given exactly what you all that. But discerning ability, they don't, and I do. And I, so if I rise above it, go ahead. Yeah, we have full control, in fact. Right now, you're right that 99% we're just at the mercy of the gunas, right? Like, I have no choice as it. Except in the Gita teaches, yes, you do. You absolutely, and this is what it's saying, asanga shastrena dridena chitva, in the 15th chapter. That by these, using the weapon of disassociation alone, will you be able to. A discernment, if you want to call it that. The weapon of discernment. Apni viveka upyog karke, with the right and wrong, the temporary and the permanent, good and bad. Being able to discern that, we can detach from it. We can separate from it, disassociate from it also. But you're also right that all other species other than humans are considered yonis for exhausting whatever. You know, like how we take a car and climb up the hill and the engine is hot. Then we just stop somewhere and open the hood and let it cool down. You just don't have a choice. It's just too hot. Let it cool down. Put some water in it. Throw it after a while, then we start again. It's like that. All the animals and the trees and like, there's just so much that's accumulated that, okay, God has created many different ways. You just wanted to eat whatever comes that you want to, then come this. You just, this, that, all that. There's, in fact, there's description of association of each yoni with the kinds of desires that were accumulated. Here, I'll let you empty out. Become a tiger, empty out all of your desires that were accumulated. And I give you a break. I promise you, there's no karma that will accumulate by killing the animal that you want. On the other hand, you will also not kill for without reason. A tiger never does. I mean, I don't know if you know, but tiger only kills when he's hungry. It's bina wajah ke nahi, either threatened or hungry. It does not kill until we won't, right? We keep accumulating. We don't only grab when we're hungry, right? And so, but now we cannot say that, oh, well, poor me, 99%, I'm at the mercy of the gunas. What can I do? I'm just caught up in the rajas gun. They're just pushing me to get more and more and more and different. Sorry, so sad. Not so. God says, stop. You can stop. And you can think. Well, the moment you think, You've risen in your superior nature. The moment you stop thinking, you're at the bottom of the ladder. All other animals have superior abilities. We went through the description of the different species that. And so if we don't use that, if we time pass kare, then that's why I call him Mura. Like, my man, like I've given you the best jewel and you don't want to use that, or you want to use it just to time pass, then that's such a shame. I could have just made a monkey out of you and you could have just jumped from here to there if you wanted to go all the places and eat whatever you wanted. Why all this, right? So then you would have no jhanjat, bache, bade karne, palna hai, ye karna hai, wo karna hai. You could just live free life. That's what the desire was. So, nirman, moha, jitta, sangha, dosha. And again, the moha is that glue between me and mine. This is me and this is mine. What is that attraction of me to the mind? That is moha, and that's considered as ulta gyan. Moha is, it's like I am attached to exactly that which is actually not mine, and I'm not attaching to, I am detached from exactly that which alone is mine, right? My spirit, my atma, my bhagwan. Uske liye jagah nahi, uske liye sthan nahi, samay nahi hai, usko apna manne ke liye, right? This is my Krishna, my God, my whatever, my Atma. Samay nahi, ichha nahi, buddhi nahi, udhar. Like, usse alag hai, thoda ek ghante ke liye mandir ye wo kar diya, lekin na. Lekin bache, ghar, makan, sharir, none of this is ours. It does not belong. We cannot keep it. If it was ours, we could keep it. It's a simple, simple test. If it was truly mine, who dare take it away from me? There's nothing I can keep, and therefore it never was mine. Or usko attach ho rahe. So that's, and the dukkha is all arising from that ulta gyan, according to the Gita. So ulta was ulta sida kar diya. The dukkha ki jagah pe sukh. That's the promise of the Gita. Authentic dukkha nivritti. It will be so far. Dukkha will be so far. Nowhere to be found. And uski jagah pe authentic sukha prapti. It will be a flood of joy. Constant flood of joy. If we are able to reverse that. And that's what this chapter takes us. For that, the simple formula here, we're in the fifth shloka. Nirmana moha jitta sangha dosha. So I was saying that sangha, whenever it comes, the word in the Gita, it comes in two different contexts, either gunonka, association, right? Sangha is association with either the gunas, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, or with the karmas. Anytime it comes with the word karma, it is talking about the results, the fruit, the expectation rising out of the karma. And so here, neither is specifically mentioned to me. That means for both. Association with the expectation that, well, I did this much, I'm going to do this, and therefore this will happen, that will happen. When we are free from that, when we cut that out, I'm not doing anything ever so that I will get this out of it, or that this is how it will happen. I'm doing this just like a tiger or a bird or a tree, because that's, as a man, I'm thinking that's the right thing to do for the system's integrity. We use this example. But the doorknob, the knob to stay in its place and to be the best doorknob there can be, to stay tight with it, play its function fully well, not try to grow into something bigger, not try to take the place of the foot, because then it will go down, not try to become the surface of the table, because no one will be able to write properly on it. So, if I haven't been kept a doorknob, I will become the best doorknob. I'll do my best, right? Not the best. The best is a myth, by the way. When someone says, this is the best, that's a myth, because that's relative. How do you know that is the best? My best is an absolute, because I have a limit. It ends. This is my absolute best. And so when a yogi lives like that, nirmana moha jitta sangha dosha, so disassociated from the results of the work that I performed in my best possible manner, but also a disassociation from the gunas, not being caught up, meaning watchful. So here's the thing, the expectations are inside and the gunas are conditioned, the conditionings are from outside. If I associate with party goers, if I associate with those who drink or who eat meat or to gamble or this, that, then sooner or later, Ramakrishna Paramahansa used to say that if you're going to wander about in a coal mine, there's no doubt that, you know, your clothes are going to have black stains on it. So don't go to the coal mine, he would say. What business do you have going to the coal mine? You can buy coal only as much as you want from somewhere without having to go to the coal mine. You don't have to. So the gunon ka sanga bahar se hai. Obviously, both are from inside and outside also. But karmon ka, karma fal ka sanga inside mein hai. Association with the fruits of the expectations are inside, right? And the condition, the situation, the circumstances that I pick to choose in. I was saying the 2 hours, you chose to drive here, you chose like whatever 1 hour you get. Easily you could have picked something else, made some other choice, some other sangha also. Whatever, wherever you would go, whatever is happening there will undoubtedly leave some impression on your mind, will leave a thin layer on the mind. And that's the association of the guna, or the conditions. And then the expectations, obviously, from the inside. So jitta sangha dosha. Sangha me dosha is saying that all sangha will contaminate, corrupt. So those who have conquered that. You know, the purest state of mind is with free from sangha. Sattvic bhi nahi hai, right? Sattvic is also corruption. Sattvic is corrupted. Goodness is also corrupt. Pure goodness, shuddha sattvik kehte hain. Ab hamari sthiti ko shuddha sattvik kehte hain. Sattvik is not the best. Sattvik is better. Sattvik is good, but sattvik is not pure. Because it also, what corruption is, it limits us into thinking that this is it. This is how I want to be. this to me, I only want to eat this. I only want to read this, that those who don't are wrong or bad or this, that. And it's sort of put us in a box.
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.